Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rehabilitating Your Portfolio, a podcast about how to protect capital while still capturing the upside. And now, here's your host, Brett Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and we're going to explore all aspects of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. As we do every day on this show, we're going to focus on tools that we actually use every day to manage real capital, both our own private capital and that of individuals we manage capital for. This is a live trading desk. As I'm chatting with you, markets are open. Our trading desk is open. We may be active. I might have to put this on hold to execute an order or answer a phone call, so bear with me. I've been out of pocket the last couple of days, so I couldn't do the show as I am getting over a cold here. You can hear that still in my voice, so forgive me for my voice. Bear with me on that as well. Today's show is going to be really just focused on an update of our algorithms. As we start every show with that update, this is a very active week for us because we have recent buy signals across the board on the big indexes. And so we need to kind of delve right into that and tell you how we're using the signals and how you could use them in your own portfolio to help you manage your own capital, rehabilitate your portfolio, protect capital, but still capture upside, which is what we're all about here. So, without further ado, let's take a look at our three big indexes. The S&P 500, SPY is the ETF, small cap index, IWM is the symbol for the ETF, and the triple Qs, QQQ, obviously is the symbol for the NASDAQ 100. All three are in a buy position. Last time we spoke, we only had two in the buy position. That was the S&P and the triple Qs. A late signal, but a signal nonetheless, occurred in the small cap index last week, back at around $136.24 a share on the 23rd of August. Now we're trading around 137. A couple days later, right back to the 200-day moving average. Now it is true. So okay, let's just go over how we handle these things. We've been in this the buy signal for the S&P going back to the 22nd, same for the triple Qs back on the 22nd. We're underwater so far on both of those signals, so we're below our purchase price. This is day one, two, three. This is day four of the signal. Couple of fun facts. Usually the best buy signals will immediately accelerate higher within two or three days. So the fact that we're into day four is a little suspect, and we really need to see some advance here today for this signal to really have a chance to have legs. But that's just anecdotal. It doesn't change the way we trade. Maybe we take a little bit less risk because it's taking long for this signal to actually perform. And the longer in the tooth it gets, the higher the risk is, so we might take less risk. However, that would apply to your portfolio, whether it be holding some cash, whether it be making sure you're not on margin. However you interpret taking less risk, that's what you would be doing in your portfolio today using these algorithms and what they're telling us. But we would be fully exposed to the market right here. All three indexes have given us a buy signal within a 24-hour, 48-hour period of each other. So that generally means higher prices. Don't forget, this is an algorithm based on probabilities and statistics, and so nothing is 100%. So that some of these entry points are entry points that fail. And so what we've been doing on an intraday basis is we use our intraday algorithms to help us hedge our multi-day algorithms to further reduce risk. And so last week in the triple Qs and the S&P, there were a couple days in there where we were short against our long position for a couple hours of the day and book a profit on the short side and then let the long position carry overnight into the next day. And so we've been chipping away at adding to our net worth as the markets have been kind of going sideways, and we've been, since we are underwater on those entry points, we've been making back some of that loss through intraday activity of hedging. So that's the combination of using algorithms on a longer term and a shorter term basis. It allows us to protect capital but still capture upside and still have exposure. And let's get to the capture and upside part. We did mention last week, I think it was the 24th, that once we get these buy signals across the board in the big indexes, we have a pyramid of investing. And the way we use this in our portfolios, our own capital, and that of our clients here, is that once we get the signal for the big indexes at the top of the pyramid, and we get our long exposure on the indexes, then we begin to add risk down the pyramid. And the next thing we do is we look at what are the groups, what groups appear to be leading this particular buy signal for the market. And we identify groups that fit a very strict criteria. So there might be a lot of different algorithmic buy signals we see in the different groups that we follow. And we try to really, if we're going to add risk, and depending on the type of portfolio that you want to have, we try to really limit it just to a one or two groups that we think will really outperform. But again, it depends on how you structure a portfolio and the type of investor you want to be. You know, how do you use these type of techniques in your own portfolio? Well, you know, some of our portfolios are 100% algorithm based, where we now have 150% exposure to the equity markets, the big indexes. We have a combination of exposure to either all three indexes, because they're all three on buy signals, or, you know, any of the three in whatever particular exposure you want. You could have more than 100% exposure to the S&P. You could have 100% S&P and 50% exposure to the Qs and nothing to the small caps, which is my personal position at the moment, because I feel I want to reduce my risk. And the first way to do that is to avoid small caps, because they tend to underperform in times of trouble for the market. So I'm choosing to ignore that small cap buy signal right now. Could be a mistake. It might be the best performing sector. Maybe small caps outperform everything else in the next 3 months. But for me, I'm going for less risk and with my own personal assets. But for somebody who is, let's say, benchmarking against the small cap index and has to be involved, then you, because your benchmark is small caps, then boom, you're long the small caps in here and you're making money. So it really depends on how you want to structure your portfolio. At the moment, so far this year, we have witnessed some very strange behavior in the market, and that is that about six stocks represent almost 50%, perhaps more, but at least 50% of the market's returns in the S&P 500. 10 stocks in the S&P 500 account for more than 50% of the returns for the year. That's an amazing amount of attention on just 10 stocks, and that's a hollowing out of the market, and that has always been a sign that risk is elevated. Just recently, the small cap index was down for the year, even though the bigger indexes are up for the year. So what we're doing with this particular signal is focusing on the strongest stocks and the strongest indexes. But it is true, if you wanted to run a portfolio of all three indexes, then you'd have all three right now. Another way to run the portfolio is to have your allocation to the indexes, and then if you want to try to create returns that are greater than the market averages, then what you want to do is drill down the pyramid and start buying the individual groups that will outperform. And then if you want to go even further in the risk category, you start buying individual stocks in those groups. That's the pyramid. So three out of four stocks follow the overall market. So you got to make sure you're in the right direction of the overall market. And then, of course, when groups start moving out, the best stocks in those groups outperform everything. And so what we highlighted last week is that it was time to buy the biotechnology space. And now we're really getting paid today. Our other two investments are kind of flat, a little bit underwater. We're making some money back, doing some, you know, intraday activity. But the biotech investment is a lot stronger for us. That is the group that's leading the whole market. Biotechs are up about 2% today. And if you drill down into that space and buy your favorite names, and we don't talk about individual stocks on this show for obvious reasons, but suffice it to say, there's a couple of announcements this morning that fell into our lap because we bought our favorite names in the group. You could take a look at some names that are in the news today that are being acquired. Okay? And there's a name out there that's being acquired that is in our portfolio because we do the fundamental analysis. We know the companies we want to own in each group. When we get the group buy signal, we buy our favorite names. And then today, obviously, we get a little bit lucky because one of those companies is being taken over by Gilead Pharmaceutical, which is, you know, a big NASDAQ 100 biotech company. One of the companies we bought, a smaller cap name, is being taken over at about a 29% premium. So that's how you can use algorithms to manage an entire portfolio. Right from the top, from knowing how to align yourself with the big indexes, to finding what groups to use, and then, of course, to buying individual names in that group. And we tried to help you last week, and we tweeted out, and you can always follow us on Twitter to get even if we can't do this radio show for certain reasons, you can get up-to-date analysis on our Twitter feed. That's at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. Or you can go to our website, which is rosenthalcapital.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see our constant Twitter feed. And you would have seen on the 24th that we were buying biotech names, and we mentioned we were in there buying individual stocks that we liked in the space. Okay, so that's just one highlighted example of how to use algorithms to capture upside when the market is giving you an opportunity, but to still protect capital when times are difficult. And in that case, it's best to use two types of algorithms, the intermediate long-term algorithm coupled with an intraday algorithm to protect downside risk. So I hope you all have enjoyed this conversation. I'm going to keep it short and sweet today. There's a lot of action, a lot of things we have to be involved with today. I'll tell you, so far, no shorting activity today for us. We're not hedging anything at the moment. The NASDAQ's, you know, up on the day about almost 0.5%. The S&P's flat. I have been tweeting a lot about these key points of control on the NASDAQ and the S&P, and we continue to trade around those prices. So still stuck at that 244.70 area for the S&P. Still stuck at that 142.50 area for the triple Qs. So really no progress, no improvement. And the only improvement and progress we're seeing is the biotech space, which is leading the entire market today. All right, so I hope you all have a good day trading, good day investing, and we look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow.
To learn more about how to protect capital and still capture the upside, join us at rosenthalcapital.com. And for real-time updates about what our algorithms are saying, follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.